This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Today's episode is meant to be a pep talk to mothers and fathers. We are hearing of the trouble that is in the home and the oppression and the torment that is taking place against children in godly homes and places where this ought not to be so. So we want to really speak into that and say, mothers and fathers, your role right now is to cry out in the sense of speaking up for your family in a spiritual context. And if you think when you hear that, well, you don't know what I've been through, you don't realize what I'm up against, listen, that's your qualifier. That's your getting on place right there. It's your platform to raise a ruckus. Your opposition is spiritual. It's not a flesh and blood struggle. And your voice makes a difference because the spirit realm must be charged with words. I mean, this is a very critical part of the role that the church must play, not only in the family, but also leap forward to the nation, because the family is the microcosm of the nation. It's the microcosm of the church. It's the microcosm of the nation, as goes the family. That is how you can measure the nation in any place, whatever the nation is. So when you feel as if you have not another ounce of energy to speak, listen, that's when God empowers you. The Spirit of God comes up on the inside of you to pray and to say, declare, like make some noise. Raise a ruckus right here as a parent or grandparent, an aunt or an uncle, any part of your family. Listen, this is your tribe in the sense of a family. You have God's authority to pray for your family, your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, really the whole spectrum, because you have His authority. And therefore, listen, you can expect the outcome that Almighty God desires for your family. I know you think, boy, I've been at this a while and nothing is changing. That is not the point. The point is, God has a desired outcome for the eternal destiny of every child under your authority, grandchild, great-grandchild, whatever. And really the same is true by extension, as I said, in your nation. You have authority to pray against corruption and oppression on any level, whatever the cause. You are praying for righteous governance in your home. That's your responsibility in your nation. That is the coming together of families like yours. When we take authority, when we step up and, as I said, make some noise, raise a ruckus, don't take this lying down. The enemy is prowling about to see whom he may desire. But for your family, the basic building block of your nation, Psalm 68:6, even says that God places the solitary in family. It's the family unit that is able to wage this warfare so well. So don't be discouraged. Don't lay down and give up. It is time really to engage with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your strength. And you do that on the basis of Isaiah 61, especially verses 7 through 9. Listen, this is God's heart. This is the way He thinks. You and I have the mind of Christ, so we have the thought life of a king, of the one who is an authority, the one who can rule. We do that in the authority that God gives to us, in the place of authority where He has placed us. Your home, take authority. Get up and say this, like Isaiah 61. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, you shall rejoice in your portion. In your land, you shall possess double. For I, the Lord, love justice. I will direct you according to truth. I make with you an everlasting covenant. Your descendants shall be known in the nations, your offspring among the people. All who see your offspring will acknowledge they belong to the Lord. They are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. They are known and recognized this way. So listen, this is the heart of God. This is the outcome He desires. I don't care if it takes an hour or a millennial. It doesn't matter. Our role is clear. We are insisting upon double honor instead of shame. Let's pray. We're going to pray together right now. Father, you have given us your power and the ability to hear you clearly. So now we declare you. We declare your word. We make up the hedge and stand in the gap. We make the difference and the resulting increase that you desire. That influence is the outcome we expect and we predict. Today, we use the authority that you have given to us, and prophetically, we agree with you that our family, my family, the families in this nation will sync with your heart, align with your mind, and that our sons and daughters will connect with the destiny that you intend, as will their children and their children's children. By this authority, the authority you have given us, we command, we take authority and command situations and circumstances to change according to your plan, your eternal destiny plan. By the authority you have given us, we command attacks of confusion against our children to halt, to stop, and for the resulting oppression to lift off of them. We declare, we predict, our children go free from this entanglement, this trap. And children, other children who are not part of our household and do not have anyone to pray for them this way, we take that on as well. We pray for those without parents or anyone to intercede for them, that they too go free from this snare of the enemy in Jesus' name. From every snare of the enemy in Jesus' name. God, as you pray through us, we prophesy that your kingdom comes and that we have a fresh wind of your spirit today, both in our home and in our nation. We prophesy that every aspect of the function of our nation is free of corruption. We say that the way that our leaders are chosen, that these processes are free and fair and delivered from corruption. Actually, we say corruption, we force you out, and justice takes over in your place. We prophesy corruption in governance is contained, uprooted, and moved out according to the divine plan working behind the scenes and out in the open, both behind the scenes and out in the open. We say that we see clearly over-the-top displays of divine intervention in every home, in my home, in your home, in every home. God, we say this. We say this in your presence. We pray this before your throne, and we declare it, God, in the authority and the power that you have given us. We are those who have been redeemed. And as those redeemed, we say so. We speak up. We do not allow this to continue with our words and with our lives. We insist against this intrusion, this theft, this robbery. We say instead, kingdom of God come, will of God be done now, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we release the force of God Almighty and His justice into every home, into every mother and father, into every seed, every child, grandchild, great-grandchild, Lord, our entire family. We pray over them. Nothing will stop the will of God in our homes. Nothing. In Jesus' name, we pray and declare it. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.